Zakaria, Bibi very brilliantly put himself in position where Israel calls shots, can make Fordo inoperable. By Ian Henchett on June 19, 2025. On Thursday's broadcast of CNN's AC 360, CNN host and Washington Post columnist Fareed Zakaria stated that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu very brilliantly realized that events were moving in his favor over the last year, that his enemies were much weaker abroad. Hezbollah collapsed completely. The Assad regime collapsed. Iran was not able to do anything once Israel took its air defenses out several months ago. And so, he's pounced on the opportunity. And due to Israel's air dominance, it can make the Fordo nuclear facility inoperable without destroying it by just bombing it periodically. Zakaria said, "I think Bibi Netanyahu, very brilliantly, realized that events were moving in his favor over the last year, that his enemies were much weaker abroad. Hezbollah collapsed completely. The Assad regime collapsed. Iran was not able to do anything once Israel took its air defenses out several months ago. And so, he's pounced on the opportunity. They have got to have a plan as to how they go in and degrade Fordo and Natanz. Remember, even the Americans can't completely destroy Iran's nuclear program, as various Israeli statesmen have pointed out, because they can rebuild. What they could do is probably destroy Fordo. The Israelis can attack it, pummel it. Fordo has air vents, heat vents, it has entrances. You could even mount a commando raid. I'm sure the Israelis are thinking about all those contingencies." He continued, "And, by the way, you could also make it, given that Israel has such air superiority, you could make it so that it's effectively inoperable by doing periodic bombing raids. You just make it so that every time you see anything of any substance moving in or out, you bomb those convoys. Remember, Israel owns the Iranian skies, which means it could do this 2 months from now, 6 months from now. It can destroy the air defenses again if the Iranians try to rebuild them. Israel is really calling the shots here." Follow Ian Henchett on Twitter at Ian Henchett.